Hello, it's the Organist Encores, and it's John Leeming at the microphone. Now, I know it's nearly the end of the month, but can I still wish everyone a Happy New Year? And let's hope it really is a good year for us all this time. Well, I've called this programme 50-50, and this means we're going to have 50% theatre organ tracks and 50% electronic. Now, last week, Damon wondered who the winner was going to be, and he hoped it would be Pipes. Well, I don't think there will be a winner, Damon, because it's all good stuff, and I've got lots of Hammond sounds lined up for aficionados like you. OK, let's start with Pipes, and theatre organists don't come any more elegant in their musicianship and performance than Lynn Larson. Here he is in concert with a classic Artie Shaw number that translates brilliantly to the theatre organ, Back Bay Shuffle. Cheering for Lynn Larson at the 80-ranked San Felipe Wurlitzer at one of the Hopeful Heart charity concerts back in 2005. Now over to Hammond organs. I was looking through some old organ memorabilia in the loft the other day, and I came across a flimsy plastic Hammond demonstration record featuring a very young Keith Beckingham. It's a bit scratchy, but I'm sure you'll enjoy Keith's relaxed version here of These Foolish Things. Thank you.
just heard three of the many types of music you too can play in your own home on the Hammond Spinet organ. Truly the world's most versatile musical instrument. And as thousands of others have proved, the easiest instrument in the world to play. Why not visit your Hammond organ dealer and prove it for yourself?
And it was Keith Beckingham at the Hammond Keyboards and Pedals. A lovely, dreamy interpretation there, Keith. Back to pipes now, and the excellent pipes of the new Victoria Centre Wurlitzer in Howden Le Weir in County Durham. At the console from a 1991 broadcast is David Lowe. Blue Moon, another standard that translates so well to the theatre organ, especially in the hands of an expert like David Lowe. Now, Harry Farmer was a theatre organist who was often heard on the air in the 1930s, usually from the Granada theatres in Bedford and Tooting, where he held residencies. Well, after the outbreak of war, he joined the forces, so access to theatre organs for him was not always easy. So he teamed up with Jimmy Leach to form a Hammond and piano rhythm ensemble, sometimes with a vocalist, that broadcast and recorded under the name of Organola. Well, it was soon Lance Corporal Harry Farmer who was sometimes given special permission to broadcast with various musicians from wherever he was based, which was usually in the Bristol area. Very convenient for the BBC's wartime base there. Sometimes they were the Electronomes and sometimes the Harry Farmer Swingtet. Well, the Electronomes continued broadcasting after the war, but Harry was often heard at the theatre organ again too. His last regular broadcast was in 1958, but here he is on record from around that time as Harry Farmer's Rhythm Ensemble. Sunny Side Up from Harry Farmer on Hammond organ with rhythm accompaniment. Now, when it comes to Hammond organs, surely we think of Klaus Wunderlich, who reigned supreme for around three decades from the 1960s. Here he is with a rhythm group and Herbert Deuringer on accordion. Listen to the imaginative way these musicians play around with stereo positioning and added echo in this bright, swingy version of Bei mir bist du schön. Thank you. very different from the famous Andrews Sisters version, but just as original in its own way, by Mir Bistouchon. Now, back to pipes and Gerald Shaw, but not at a Christie or Compton this time, but at the Trocadero Wurlitzer in a 1958 broadcast. Prepare yourself for a bit of a fright as well. Gerald Shaw at the Trocadero, Elephant and Castle, and Primero. I hope you didn't jump out of your skin with that sudden burst of big reeds. Now let's come up to date and hear what Philip Leader can do when he lets his creative musicianship escape as he sets out to introduce Miss Jones with the aid of a Hammond SK2 double keyboard. Thank you. Oh-ho! Have you met Miss Jones? Exciting and dynamic modern Hammond playing there from Philip Leader. Back to Illinois now for the last pipes track, which comes from Ron Rhode in concert on the Barton organ in the Rialto Square Theatre in Joliet. It's a characteristic Ron Rhode choice of number, Oh by Jingo. By Jingo, yes, that's the name of the piece from Ron Rhode at Joliet, Illinois in 1991. And that's four tracks of pipes and four of electronics, 50-50. But I see this time for one more track, so to keep the balance we're going to have some of both. For our grand finale, we go to Portugal and Stephen Vincent's latest creation, which he's put together by expertly blending his new Yamaha Stagia with sample pipes from the Paramount 450 set. Are the hills in Portugal alive, I wonder? Well, they should be, because it's the sound of music. Sit back and enjoy it. We certainly heard the sound of music in The Sound of Music there from Steve Vincent's thoughtful and imaginative arrangement for Yamaha Electronics and Paramount Pipes. Time to go now, but I'll be back in 4 weeks. Damon Cox will be here next week with some more entertaining goodies, and in the meantime, don't forget to look out for us on the web. Just search for The Organist Encores and you'll find us all over the place. From me, thanks for listening, and for now, goodbye.